Old song, isn't it? If you would open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. We'll continue our study in the Gospels. You find Matthew chapter 5, find verse 33. And if you're able, let's stand together. Matthew 5, 33 through verse 37. Again, ye have heard it that it hath been said by them of old time, Thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shalt perform unto the Lord thine oaths. But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Neither shalt thou swear by thy head, because thou canst not make one hair white or black. But let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay. For whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word tonight. Pray that you would help us to be honest in our lives, in our dealings, and in our words. Please help me to preach exactly as you have me to, and I pray you convict our hearts tonight. If there's anything we need to get right with you or decision we need to make for you, Lord, we pray your will would be done. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Please be seated. Honesty is a very important thing in our lives, and we find it very important for other people to be honest with us. Don't you hate it when somebody lies to you? I mean, you want it to be when somebody says they're going to do something, they'll do it. And if they say they're not going to do something, they won't do it. And you just really can't trust anything today. In our world today, we have to have a contract for just about everything. But even then, we don't think contracts matter much anymore, do we? It's just you could put it in writing, and that doesn't really seem to matter at all. But tonight, we're going to learn about a teaching. First of all, you'll notice a corrupted teaching, and then we'll see a call to truth. But the corrupted teaching. Now, time and again, we've seen Jesus was correcting what was being said by the rabbis of that day. Now, Jesus wasn't trying to do away with the law. He didn't come to do away with the law, but to fulfill the law. And he wasn't condemning what the law said at all. What he was doing was trying to correct the false teachings of the rabbis of the day. And we saw that with the case of adultery. We saw that with the case of murder and all these different things. And so we want to see here in verse 33, again, ye have heard that it hath been said by them of old time, thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shalt perform unto the Lord thine oath. And so the teaching was, you should not commit perjury. If you're going to swear by the name of the Lord, you should do what you said you would do. But what was happening in that day is that the rabbis had taught, as long as you don't swear by the name of God, it's okay. And so they would swear by just about anything there was. Swear by the temple. Swear by Jerusalem. Swear by the hair on your head. And as long as you weren't swearing by God, it was okay to break your oath. Pretty handy, right? And so that was what was going on. Now, we need to understand tonight that an oath is a solemn affirmation or declaration made with an appeal to God for the truth of what is affirmed, and that his vengeance would come and his favor would be renounced if what is affirmed is false. In other words, you would swear by an oath. You would say, what I'm saying is true by the name of the Lord. What I'm saying is true. And what you were declaring is, what I'm saying is true, and if it's not, God's going to curse me for it. That's what you were doing. You were putting your word, you were saying that God is witness, what I'm telling you is true. Now, the law gave that as part of the law. In Leviticus 19 and verse 12, and ye shall not swear by name, my name falsely, neither shalt thou profane the name of the Lord thy God. I am the Lord. In Deuteronomy 23 and verse 23, that which has gone out of thy lips thou shalt keep and perform, even a freewill offering, according as thou hast vowed unto the Lord thy God, which thou hast promised with thy mouth. And in the law, repeatedly, we're instructed, listen, if you say you're going to do something, do it. And there was a provision there to swear by the Lord. Now, this commandment of swearing or giving an oath, it was directly tied to the ninth commandment, of course, thou shalt not bear false witness. Listen, if you're going to say you're going to do something, you're going to say something happened or a certain thing went a certain way, then you need to tell the truth. Don't be a false witness. Tell the truth. But more importantly and more directly, it's tied to the third commandment, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. I want you to understand something. When we're talking about giving an oath in the name of the Lord, it was an act of worship to God. It was an act of reverence to God. We are declaring what we're saying is true by the highest authority in the universe, by God himself, this is true. And we're going to see that it wasn't always a bad thing to take an oath. We'll see that in a moment. But what was going on was they were basically using oaths and swearing by anything other than the name of God as a way to get around this thing so they could swear and sound good, sound like they were being honest, while all the time telling a lie. They had no intention of keeping their things. So like the old sayings that we've talked to already, it's the corrupt teachings of the day. Swearing falsely by the name of God is wrong, they would say, but swearing falsely by any other name, well, that's no big deal. You'll notice some of the things that they swore by. In verse 34, but I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne. People would swear, they'd say, by heaven above, I'm telling you this happened. Sounds like some of the guys I know when they come back from fishing. I'm telling you, it was this big. Amen. No, don't swear by heaven, because that's God's throne. He said, nor by earth, for it is his footstool. Neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Neither shalt thou swear by thy head, because thou canst not make one hair white or black, or make any of it to grow back. He didn't say that last part. I added that in. That was for free. Sorry. You know, I looked down the whole time I said that. I didn't look out at anybody. Pretty proud of that, too. Listen, everything that a person would swear by is tied directly to God. Listen, they tried to make an excuse. They tried to say, listen, as long as you're not swearing by the name of God, you can perjure yourself. You can go back on it. I mean, you didn't swear on God. You just swore on these other things. You can swear by heaven, but listen, at least that's not by the name of God. But what they were doing was worse. They were setting themselves up to give themselves an excuse to lie. And when they swore by heaven, what were they doing? Well, heaven is God's domain. God created it. It's tied directly to heaven. It's where he is. It's his throne. You swear by earth. Well, that's not God. But listen, the earth is his footstool. You say, well, okay, well, how about I swear by Jerusalem? But that's the city of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, all right then, I won't swear by any of that stuff. I'll just swear by my own head. But guess what? We don't have any power over our own head, do we? Right. You see, there's nothing in creation that you could swear by that isn't directly tied to God. Amen. He gave it all. So there was this corrupted teaching. They were trying to give a loophole to the law. And that's what the Pharisees and scribes of the day were always trying to do, is give themselves a loophole. Listen. As you can look, you can lust, you can do all these things. As long as you don't actually sleep with somebody, you're okay. Listen, you can hate somebody, you can treat them sorry, you can treat them like a dog. As long as you don't actually murder somebody, it's okay. And that's the attitude of the day. And Jesus is coming in to correct all of this teaching. No, God's concerned with your heart. He's not just concerned whether you actually sleep with somebody or not. He's concerned about how you look at them and the desires of your heart. He's concerned about the hatred you would have towards another. And he's concerned that you would always be honest. If we are to be citizens of his kingdom, we ought to be trustworthy people. Amen. There's the corrupted teaching. There's the call to truth. There's the call to truth. So is there ever a call to take an oath? We already saw the law permitted oaths in God's name. The Jews were taking oaths on everything but God's name in order to sound serious, but with the intention of breaking the oath. But was it ever okay to give an oath? I want you to consider Matthew chapter 26, verses 63 and 64. I've heard people concerned about what we're talking about here that you ought not take an oath, you ought not swear by anything. So they think that's wrong if you go to court and you're asked to swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And in Matthew chapter 26 and verse 63, Jesus held his peace. And the high priest answered and said unto him, I adjure thee by the living God that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus saith unto him, thou hast said, nevertheless I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. What was going on? Well, they were having court. This is the Sanhedrin Council. And the high priest adjures Jesus by the living God. You know what he was doing? He was trying to put Jesus under oath. He was trying to say, you tell me once and for all in the name of God, are you the Son of God or not? And Jesus answered and said, thou sayest. You know what he did? He affirmed the question. Amen. Yeah, I'm exactly what you just said. Amen. Paul called God as witness to the truths of his words. Romans 1:9, for God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers. So we have Jesus in court being adjured, being put to task under the name of the God of heaven. Are you the Son of God? Here we have Paul multiple times in Romans 1:9 and again in Romans 9:1, he says, God is my witness. What's he doing? He's swearing by the name of God. God is my witness. What I'm telling you right now is the truth. I'm not lying. So it wasn't always wrong to tell an oath. But what Jesus was doing was combating this false teaching, and he's simply trying to tell us, be honest. What's he say in verse 37 of our text? But let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay, for whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. We need to be honest. Let your yes be yes, and let your no be no. It's important for us to always tell the truth. People should be able to believe whatever you say. We joke and we kid around a lot, but the reality is, if you have to swear to convince someone you're not lying, there might be a problem. If you tell somebody something like, huh? You know, I swear, man. Listen, I give my word. Cross my heart and hope to die. How about this one? I swear on my mama's grave. And all the mamas are like, mm-mm. I don't know if this is against pinky swearing. Maybe that's still okay. That's okay. What is all this? It's because we have a tendency to lie. We have a tendency to not be trustworthy. There's something in our lives, there's something in our lifestyle, there's something in our conversation, our communication, on our interaction with other human beings that makes it to the point that when we talk to somebody, when we tell them something, we've got to give them something extra so they know we mean it. But it ought to be that whenever we say yes, we mean yes. And people know that it's going to be yes. It ought to be that when we say no, that we mean no, and people can understand that no is what is really going on. It ought to be that we're honest. I've learned the hard way. You guys know that I've worked in construction for years. And in case some of you don't know, a few of you are well acquainted with this. But in the construction business, things don't always go the way you plan. Amen. And sometimes when I say, we're going to try to have that done by next Monday, what the customer hears is, it is definitely going to happen on Monday. And there may be times that I told the customer, I've learned the hard way to always say, we're going to do our best to have this ready by this time. And things don't always go that way. I've also learned if I think it's going to take a week, I tell the customer it'll probably take 2 weeks. Because when I think it's going to take a week, it usually takes three. That's just the way things go. But I had a customer pull me aside one time. I had kind of supervised the building of her house. My dad was the builder, but I did most of the on-site stuff and kind of supervising and seeing that job done. And when we were coming to the end, a very nice Christian family and good people, I got to talk to all of them. They're all saved. It was real good. And the lady pulled me aside. I'll never forget it. She pulled me aside, took me into the garage, and she said, I feel like I need to talk to you. She said, you're not a man of your word. She was there to help me that day. She said, you're not a man of your word. She said, you said that such and such would be done at this time, and it wasn't. You said you guys would be here to do something else this other time, and that didn't happen. And she gave me a whole list of grievances, and she wasn't hateful, she wasn't mean, she wasn't anything at all, but she was trying to let me know that when you say yes, you need to do yes, and when you say no, you need to do no. I want to be honest with you, that day, I didn't receive that very well. I mean, I did outwardly, I didn't say a word, I just kind of, sometimes you just have to nod and grin. Amen? Amen. On the outside, I was nodding and grinning. That's not what was going on the inside. You know, my response was, I kept thinking of all the things that were wrong with her. It was my. I thought, you know, I could probably help you out today too, since we're helping each other with what's wrong with each other. Why don't you sit down? We're going to be here a while. I didn't do that. I'd like to tell you that doesn't bother me. It still does. There's been very few times in my life somebody's been that direct with me. But whether I really was, whether I really did say things and didn't follow through or not, I honestly couldn't tell you if I did or not. She remembered what I said a whole lot better than I did. It's like having a conversation with my wife.
Amen.
Yeah, if I want her to know I said that, I'll let her know too. We're going to delete that part off the internet recording. I've had very few people be that direct with me in my life. And I honestly don't remember if I said the things that she said I did or not. But it doesn't matter. Because that's the way she perceived me. Now, she wasn't angry with me about it. She wasn't hateful about it. She was very nice about it, as a matter of fact. She as best as she could, she spoke the truth in love to me. And to this day, I'm really bothered by it, but at the same time, I have to be grateful for it.
Amen.
I never intentionally lied to that lady. I've never intentionally lied to very many people except for my mom and my kindergarten teacher. But I need to pay attention to my communication. And if I'm going to say I'm going to do something, I need to make sure it gets done. People should be able to believe what we say. I want to be a man of my word. I don't ever want to have somebody else pull me aside and say, you know what, you're not a man of your word. But I want to tell you something, friends. Very few people would pull you aside and tell you that. It's just what they think about you. There's some people in my life, whenever they talk, I just don't believe anything they're saying.
Amen?
Amen? I mean, I've got some people in my life that when they start telling stories, it doesn't really matter what they say. Some of it may be true, but they've told enough lies that I just don't believe any of it. I don't want to be that guy. And you ought not want to be that guy either. We need to be honest. The Lord is calling us to honesty. We can come up with all the loopholes that we want to. I kind of get kind of down on these Pharisees and the rabbis of the day. I think, man, how messed up is it that you would twist God's law and turn it around so that you could tell a lie and feel good about yourself? Do you know what the difference is? I didn't write it down. I didn't teach it to anybody else. But we do the same thing in our lives.
Amen.
We are dishonest, and we twist it around in our minds to make ourselves feel okay about it. We need to be honest. in our lives. You know, some of you are in business, and I would tell you something. When you're in business, it pays to be honest. We can see that. If you lie to enough customers, pretty soon those customers are going to talk to other potential customers, and you're going to have any customers. But it's not just business. It's life. There's a call to truth. Let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. This evening, we're going to get ready for an invitation. And while they're coming, would you stand with me? Are you a man or a woman of your word? When you tell somebody you're going to do something, do they believe it? When you go to tell a story, do people just automatically dismiss it because you've made so much stuff up they don't know what's true and what's not? I want to tell you something. I can't look in your heart. I can't know if you're a man or a woman of your word. I have been perceived in my life that I'm not a man of my word. And it bothers me to my core. If you think for a second you've been dishonest before others, you need to get that right tonight. This is about being the people that the Lord wants us to be. Those in his kingdom are to be honest. If you've lied, if you bore false witness, you need to get that right with the Lord. If you've got that tendency to make stuff up, listen, compulsive liars don't have a place in his kingdom. We need to be honest. So if there's anything you need to get right with the Lord tonight, would you come while we sing?
Page 516.
Number 516.